Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Sawubona, sawubona mlaleli, ngiyakubingelela egameni lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu futhi namhlanje okhonile ukusihlanganisa sonke ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sabelane isinkwa sethu semihla ngemihla. Hey, ngikhumbula amazwi akhulunywa uJesu makaphendula uSathane. UJesu asentabeni uthi uJesu, man cannot live by bread alone. Uthi umuntu shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. Mlaleli, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyisinkwa sethu sokuphila, ngalo siyaphila mlaleli. You remember besikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi the promises of God. Let's just pray maybe before singaqhubekela phambili. Father, once again we thank you na namhlanje ukusipha lethuba Nkulunkulu wami lokusondela ebukhoneni bakho Nkulunkulu namandla. Indeed, Father God, your word, Father God, is the bread unto our lives, is the light unto our path. Heavenly Father, your word speaks to us and it guides us. Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wami, khuluma kithi ukuze senze kahle kuwe, in Jesus name, amen. Now ke mlaleli, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi asibusise futhi namhlanje. Singena ku promise number 5. Our promise is the last but one. La uNkulunkulu athi, I will fight for you. This is God's promise. I will fight for you. You remember qaleni mlaleli masiqala la series sathi uNkulunkulu ku promise number 1 uthi I am your strength. Lapha amandla phela, God is your strength. We promise number 2 wathi uNkulunkulu I will never leave you. Yeah, uyazi ungashiwa abazali, ushiwe ihlobo, ushiwe abantu bobabiza ukuthi my best friends, bakushiye, but there is a God who will never leave you nor forsake you. Ku promise number 3, uNkulunkulu promised us ukuthi he knows the plan he has for us. uNkulunkulu wazi wonke ama plan ngathi mlaleli. And ku promise number 4 uthi I hear your prayers. Whenever you call on the name of the Lord, God hears. And then we promise yanamhlanje sikhuluma ngayo uNkulunkulu uthi I will fight for you. I love this one mlaleli. Yeah, lalithi khona izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Joshua chapter 1 when you read verse number 9 lithi iBhayibheli, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. You know, le verse lika langenza ngacabanga mlaleli ukuthi sometimes you may find yourself lying in hospital bed. Sometimes you may find yourself being arrested. Sometimes you may find yourself in a huge trouble where everybody steps back mlaleli angazukuthi angakusiza kanjani. But listen to me, God will be with you wherever you go. uNkulunkulu akana no go zone la ungena khona uthi ginali wena. Yeah, endaweni zonke ungena nawe uNkulunkulu. Ngiyamthanda lo uNkulunkulu. Yeah, kunezinye indawo ezinye iThixo zabantu azingeni mlaleli. Uzwe bathi no, ungangeni nalento, ishiye gate noma ishiye emva komnyango. Kodwa lo uNkulunkulu wethu mlaleli ungena nathi endaweni zonke. Atho umhlabeleli sangena la kuthi akungenwa khona, saphuma singena myocu, saphuma mlaleli ngoba asihambi sodwa, ukhona ohamba kanye nathi. Athi umhlabeleli usahlambabala, hey mlaleli uyaselusa, uyasigada, uyasigayida, uyasiblesa mlaleli, uyo sipha amandla. He renew our strength. I want to say to you namhlanje mlaleli ukuthi don't doubt, don't be discouraged. Ngoba yabona mlaleli ayikho into eyenza umuntu abe distracted, like then being discouraged. Once you become discouraged, you simply become powerless because you are discouraged. You don't have any, you know, strength. So kuthi ungabuye wenze whatever you want to. Umuntu waba discouraged kwi academic studies zakhe. Lo muntu vele uyasiyekela isikolo. Why? Because ube discouraged. Uma kuba nento, mfundisi wami, don't be discouraged. Though in ministry ngaba ngalendlela ingayo, don't be discouraged. Noma ibandla lingaba ngendlela libe ngayo, don't be discouraged, because once you become discouraged, you open the door yokuthi awusana nikso zophindu yenze. Kodwa mawuqhubeka wenza umsebenzi uphikelele uthi I know the Lord will make a way for me. Wayenza indlela uNkulunkulu mlaleli ovula indlela lwandle. uNkulunkulu mlaleli ovula indlela ogwadule. La bantu bathi akuhambeki. La bantu bathi will never make it, but through God you are making it. May the Lord bless you. Ngiyajabula futhi namhlanje ukuthi ngibe nawe. Akubusise uNkulunkulu. Asithathe nje lethuba lokuthi sithandaze, ungasabi futhi ungangabazi ukuthi usithinte uma ngabe kuyadinga ukuthi si communicate, si interact nawe, si radio pulpit. We are more than willing ukuthi sisizane nawe. May the Lord bless you. Ake sithandaze. Baba, siyabonga egameni lika Jesu. Nangumlaleli uNkulunkulu wami ngiyamkhulekela, sibonakalise empilweni yakhe. Baba, sicela konke lokhu egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu. Amen and amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.